You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
I am shooketh to my goreth as to why so many people have asked for a whiskers update. If you don't know, that means you don't listen to this podcast and you didn't listen last week. So maybe you want to go back to Monday's episode because it'll make more sense and you'll appreciate it. So quick, just really quick, rapid fire, 20 seconds. He's still fucking alive. We're a household divided. It's actually, you know, I think I may even piss my husband off a little bit. And I feel, you know, firmly dying on that hill that we are doing an active disservice by keeping him hydrated. Derek doesn't want to see him dehydrated. You know, he's like, dude, and he goes to the top and he's just waiting for, you know, by the grace of God, some water comes down and just drink, drink, drink. Half of his body is paralyzed. So clearly he suffered a stroke. More bad news. I have Googled and I think they can live like over a year. That's not going to happen. He's not getting water on my watch. Okay. And before you're like, evil, actually, what kind of life for a hamster is this? Have I passed the 20-second mark? I think it's bad for the brand to do two intros about a hamster. I gave him a great life, and he could have ended up in a man's asshole, according to Reddit. And I don't want to yuck anyone's yum, but that, I think, is animal cruelty. And I'm yucking it. I'm yucking the fuck out of it. Little old whiskeys. Lost his pin pan, you know, limping with a righty front, righty back, one eye shut, one paw, both paws on the left side, out of order. And I'm basically, you know, he's on life support via Derek, okay? Because he has texted me multiple times, make sure Whiskers gets water, send me flowers. Where's my fucking, where, can I have a gift? Tell me how much you love me. Give Whiskers water. Bite me is how I feel. Okay. I will not let nature run its course. Okay. So welcome to the quickie. Got time for a quickie? Oh my gosh. That sounded just like South Park. That's embarrassing. Okay. What do you want to talk about today? Oh, wait. I get to pick. I'm thinking me. I want to talk about me, I want to talk about number one, oh my, me, my. While I won't reveal my age, I'm sure I've said it 100 million times and I regret it. You know what I also regret? Changing my last name. And that is no diss to my husband, but the more I've sat with it, I'm like, you know, it's so unnecessary. And it was such a like instilled in me, the traditional old school, like, I was like, yeah, I'm going to change my name. When I was a little girl, I remember telling my grandfather, I will keep the last name because there were no boys in our family at that time. My brother will be the only one who carries on the Ragusa name. Girls aplenty, okay? Girls, girls, girls. And so I'm like, and he was so proud. He was like, that's my girl. And I, you know, that went away. And now I'm like, my last name was so much cooler. And I could have put my maiden name on the podcast, did something just to like give the Ragusa name, Ragusa, Ragusa strong. And then my mom dying really made it be like, ugh, something I want to hold on to. I guess I could go back and hyphenate it, do something to like keep it in there. But I feel like I have already like established my life as Jordan Hakes, or, you know, it's all the things. Passports, just everything. There's so many more stressful things than just the passport. Tons of things that are Jordan Hakes that would just be such a butthole to change. Okay, that was maybe unnecessary, but if you're about to get married, maybe think about hyphenating or just keeping your last name. Not giving a fuck because you really don't have to. Unless you're marrying like a prince, okay, or some last name that's way cooler, pick the last name that's cooler. Is basically what we should do, is pick the last name that sounds the coolest. The cooler family wins. And brutal, but I think you should do it. Today's quickie is brought to you by Blue Chew. I'm sure you've heard of Blue Chew. If you've listened to this podcast or any others, it is quite a thing. It's an online prescription service, if you're unaware. They offer the same active ingredient as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. So easy, affordable, discreet. And when you use my code, you'll get your first month supply free, which is housewife at bluechew.com. It's a no-brainer. Give it a try. You could be missing out on some really great sex. You don't just have to be struggling from ED. This can be a confidence booster. I can't tell you how many times people have reached out to me and said it really changed the game confidence-wise, and many happy partners that are like, fuck yeah, Jordan. I've been wanting to go multiple rounds. This guy could never. We got Blue Chew in the picture and things are looking up, literally up and hard and lasting longer. And we love that. We love that. Go to bluechew.com. Use my code housewife. You'll only pay $5 flat shipping, not a cent more. Skip the pharmacy, skip the doctor's visit, the awkward conversations, and do it all online. Go to bluechew.com, code housewife. We're pulling from the listener questions. Fun, fun, always, always. And this one got a little personal, but you know, I love talking a little shishi. So here we go. People who struggle with retroactive jealousy often worry about their partners thinking about past partners, being compared to them sexually, etc. Can you give a woman's perspective on past partners? Do you think about past partners, compare your husband to them sexually at all, or are they truly done over and not thought about? Obviously not looking for details. I'll give you them. Just general feelings. Okay. So two things, or I'm not saying two things because it'll be like six things. The first thing I thought of was like, does my husband, do I worry that he's thinking about one of his former partners during sex? Like, am I jealous of his former relationships? Not in the slightest. I have said this to my husband's face, so I'm just going to be fine saying it. I feel like I'm the first real, meaningful relationship my husband has ever had. You know, he slept with a lot of people. More than me. I was shocked. He has slept with a lot of people. I mean, I guess, what is a lot? I think it's a lot. But I was glad. I'm glad about that because get it out of your system, daddy, right? Like, I didn't want to marry, like, be someone's first girlfriend and he's only fucked me and one other girl when he cheated on me. That's, some wives are living that life. No shade. But I can see how that would be a different situation. Like, I feel like it wouldn't be shocking to hear that, you know, curiosity comes around for both a wife and husband who maybe haven't experienced a lot of other partners or any other partners. I don't think that's something to be ashamed about. I think that would be a natural curiosity. That's just my opinion. It wouldn't be like, oh, you freak of nature, you bad person. Like, that's understandable. Not justifying bad behavior, deception, but the feeling of, oh, I feel so bad, but I've wondered what another dick looks like or what another dick would feel like or another male. You know what I mean? It's like, come on, let's be real. And hey, maybe I'm projecting. It's like, I'm thinking that's what I would feel like. And some women are like, nope, one dick forever. Love it. Good. Great. Fabuloso. I'm living that uno dick forever, you know? Well, you know, TBD, you know, we got to, my children, unconditional love, marriage, conditional love. That's the truth. That's the truth. Again, there will be the naysayers, but there are conditions. Everyone differs, but there are conditions. But back to what I was saying. I don't think or get jealous about his past partners because I think he won the lottery and that I'm a fucking gem. And whilst, you know, maybe I'm trying to be careful of my words here because I have a stepson. And so people are like, okay, so like he clearly was in a relationship before you. He was. My stepson's mom had him when she was 19. He was 23. And she got pregnant 3 months in. And my husband was not even a little bit like the man that he is today, you know, based on just, you know, his job, recreational activities, lifestyle. Like it's just a completely different person. And I can relate to that because who I was at 23, I was putting a lot of shit up my nose. And I'm nothing like that girl now. You couldn't pay me to put shit up my nose. Couldn't pay me. Well, A, because I think fentanyls and everything can't die, must live. I'm a mommy. But all of that TMI and slander on my own name and husband's was to tell you that we're not the same people that we were 12 years ago, you know? For him, longer, because he's 5 years older than me. Five, six, seven. So 17 years ago. Wait, right? Five, six, seven. Five, six. Yeah. Bad at math. Not a math girl. And I make this point of time passing and we're not the same people that we used to be because that's how you should look at it. That who my person was when they were with that person, regardless of what that looked like, is not the person they are today, most likely. And if they are, you know, womp, womp, womp. And I know. All the people that experience retroactive jealousy are like, okay, well then easy for you to say. And it is in this relationship for me. But in the past, it's been really hard for me. I have been in relationships. The first man that I loved, Evan Blair. This was my first boyfriend. He wore skinny girl pants and he was in a screamo band and I just thought he had a huge dick and that he put in everyone and the way he treated me to my face was like a Disney movie in my eyes at that time, showing up at my door, flowers and a guitar, singing me a song he wrote me that I think he wrote for his ex-girlfriend, but plugged, you know, maybe a couple of different words in there. We had the same fucking name. I remember when he brought me home to his parents for the first time, he's like, this is Jordan. And they made these bug eyes and he made like a face. And it's like, oh, his ex-girlfriend of 3 years was named Jordan. So let's let that sink in. You know, it's fucking hilarious. In the very beginning of this podcast, I made a podcast talking about like stories from my past in the very beginning and quickly realized I needed to start talking about y'all because I was going to run out of content. Thank goodness for y'all's insight, perspective, and vulnerability and sharing and the listener questions. But I didn't even say my ex's name. I don't give a fuck. I don't think he knows this podcast exists. And I just said he had a big dick, so I'm sure he wouldn't fucking care. But I mentioned him and that he cheated on me with his ex. And so it just sucked hearing my own fucking name. You know what I mean? I'm worried about some brunette with brown eyes. If you crossed your eyes and we were next to each other, we look like sissies. It was awful. And this girl wasn't like a girl's girl. We were young. I was like 19, 20, 21. This girl was like, I'm fucking him still. Like I don't know what she wanted to do. But, and listen to this. She was dating at the time. She had a boyfriend while I was dating Evan. Jordan, she was dating a guy named Jordan. So there's Jordan, Jordan, Jordan. Bunch of fucking Jordans everywhere. So he got cheated on. And I remember when he goes, I mean, man, I get what you did. She's hot. I'm like, hello, I'm over here. We get it. She's hot. She's, I think she does porn now. Legitimately, she is naked on the internet. You can find her clit. So She wants you to pay to see that. She's a chive girl. She's got tattoos all over. You could find her really easily. Yes, she's hot. Yes. Do I think she's a fucking whore because of what happened when we were 20? Yes, I'm still going to slander her to this day because I'm not getting girl's girl. I have a couple of married sugar daddies vibe. Okay. And to Evan, he can rot in hell, which guess what? He finally caved and married the girl that he's been dating for about 10 years who I think time's up, gotta put a ring on it. And so that, you know, I only know that from social media, but he's never posted her on his grid. Wonder what that means. Sad. Okay, so where are we? Where are we? And we're lost in outer space. In that relationship, I was always thinking of the ex. What if she must have fucked him better? She must have done this better. Blah, 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 blah. I was always jealous. Next relationship, I don't know. I've never been like super worried about previous partners, except in that case. I did start believing that all men will cheat at some point, at some time, and became very guarded and cold and, you know, just waiting for the shoe to drop. So that happened, but not so much focusing on past experiences. Now, this person asked me, female perspective, do I think about my past partners in my relationship now? I have thought about past, I'm just being brutally honest. I have played the comparison game, which is not good, doesn't serve you, doesn't serve me. In regards to of like, oh, sometimes I wish I could take this trait, and this trait from all these different men and build a boyfriend and them all be one. Can I put all the good things from all my exes into one and that be the perfect? So I've thought about my exes in that way, but never have I ever been intimate and thought about an ex. I'm very present in the bedroom. Like if I'm going to go somewhere mentally, I'm going to dirty talk. Like the only place I'm going in my head is thinking about my husband fucking another girl, to be quiet. And don't get me wrong. If I saw that in real life, I'd probably have a seizure or something. But in fantasy land, fine and dandy, but I don't go the X route, duns and gonzo in the past. Don't touch myself to thinking of that stuff. I think there's a lot of girls that would say like, yeah, that's not my jam. Don't really entertain those thoughts. Don't struggle with those thoughts. It's not really a thought. I'm going to take a poll though, because I want to know, because I am assuming, and I think it would be interesting to get the guys and girls' perspective of, have you ever thought of your past partners? Ooh, juicy. But yeah, in regards to me, done, over. Those ships have sailed for the reasons that they did. They didn't work out. Timing, toxicity, me, I was a big problem. I don't know if you heard the episode where it was either when I went on her show or she came on mine, Lindsay Metzler, we met at Acme. She was saying that her opinion is that you should be marrying not only the person that checks all the core value boxes, but the best sex box too. Now, the word best is a little tricky there. That's where I guess I kind of like, maybe I disagree in that regard, but, and maybe I'm wording what she said wrong. What I do agree with is that why the fuck would you marry someone who the sex is bleh, bleh? I think we can fix that later. You're going to be talking about it. You're going to be writing into me saying, I don't know how to get us going. Some people have saved themselves for marriage and then they really struggle getting it going. And you know, and that sounds like an obstacle that fucking blows, quite frankly. Not that you can't navigate through it, but I can't imagine if you weren't saving yourself for marriage and you were fucking and you were like, I don't know how you're like, this is the person I'm spending the rest of my life with. Maybe if you're like, everything else is perfect and I just got to get her freaky number up, you know, maybe. But the other way around, the guys, maybe it's confidence boost they need. Maybe it's anxiety they struggle with. The sex can always get better. And if you had really great sex and then it goes away, you can get that back. But I will say, I do feel like I married really great sex. Really, really great sex. There are some toxic ass bitches who are like, I would never marry the devil dick, the dick-natizing man. I don't want that shit. I need to get away from him. He's going to make me cry in the fetal position. Great sex, broken hearts. Guys, before you get all butthurt, are you married to the woman who's given you the best blowjob ever? If you are, congratulations. Or was it a hooker on Tinder? Okay? So we're not judging you. Do you want to marry the girl that gave you the best blowjob of your life? Or no? Because she has chlamydia now and sucked everyone else's dick that you know. You know? So let's not, you know, write down on a post-it who our best lover was and leave it out for our spouse to find. Okay, let's, some things are better left unsaid. And I would hope the person you're with the longest, you're learning their body more. You're getting to be curious with one another, experience. If you're listening to this podcast, you are getting to it. And that, I would think, is the bestest. They would know your body the most. In regards to previous partners, it could have been bomb sex then. And now they look back and it's meh, because you came along. But what I will say to wrap this up for this listener is female perspective, we're going to get some. I'm going to pull the audience. So follow me over on Instagram @_thehornyhousewifepod. And I encourage this listener to, whenever you're feeling like, if you struggle with that, maybe you don't, maybe you're just curious about the topic. But if you do, really try redirecting your thoughts and see, like, where do you feel insecure and why? Is it logical whatsoever? And if it's not, how can you redirect so you are not dwelling and gaining momentum and shitty thoughts that wreak havoc on your relationship? We have to take accountability when we are engaging in toxic behavior. I have to do it all the fucking time. I love you, everyone. Make sure you write in your listener question at www.thehornyhousewifepodcast.com. For all the deets on Blue Chew, check out my episode notes. Shop merch at thhmerch.com. And I will see you all on Monday.